WMFO Medford.
Someone to believe in and to live for. So- my heart. Now what I see in the long twilight, a star falls dead on a hill so white, on a hill so white. A face that glows in a golden hue. And I make my vow for the tender things are upon me now. In the fragrant sweet of the evening air, I could leave this world quite without a care.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
When I come to take you away, and I don't want no advice.
My friends will smile as they swallow the laughter. But I don't care what they think, I don't care what they say. As friends, they weren't that great anyway. And I'm addicted to you, they just get in the way.
Yeah. Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address, just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there. No one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go. But when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex. I told her I was sorry I came, but she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so invited for time.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
caution to prevent electric shock. Do not remove cover. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel.
Let this be the epicenter for my heart. Cupid put too much poison in the dark. This is the epicenter for my heart, because it's gone, gone, gone. And life goes on and on and on, and death goes on.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.